Have a very special visual aid this morning, and that they haven't arrived, so we'll manage without. Now, I want to speak particularly to the children and young people in this first part. We're going to learn today about two old people, Simeon and Anna. And I chose to take this talk in this series because I'm old as well, and I just love these two people. And to understand the story, we have to go right back to the very beginning of the Bible. Because all through the Old Testament, God kept on saying that one day, he would send the Christ, the Messiah, the Redeemer, the one who would deliver us from all our problems. And for thousands of years, this message was proclaimed, and it starts in Genesis chapter 3. That's the very first time it's mentioned that this deliverer will come who will deal with the devil. That's amazing, isn't it? And all through the rest of the Old Testament, every now and again, the prophets were speaking out saying, the Redeemer is coming, the Redeemer is coming, look for him. And all the people who really believed in God, they kept believing the promise and praying, Lord, send a Redeemer. We need him. We need him. Finally, the day arrived. And the angels sang, today in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. The Messiah has come. That was great. Don't worry, it's not Christmas Day yet, but that's the important fulfillment of all those promises in the Old Testament. When Jesus was just over a month old, Mary and Joseph took their baby to Jerusalem, to the temple, to dedicate him to God. There was a man called Simeon who also lived in Jerusalem. He loved God. He was full of the Holy Spirit, and he was one of those who believed the promise. And one day when he was praying, God spoke to him and said, before you die, you will see the Christ. And Simeon believed it. And one day, he felt prompted to go to the temple. And he went into the temple, and then he saw this couple coming in, carrying a baby. It was Mary and Joseph. And he looked at the baby and he knew straight away, this is the one. And he went up to the baby. And he started to praise God. And this is what he said. I'm going to sing it, but this is a famous prayer which is often sung, particularly in Anglican churches, is part of their liturgy. He said, Lord, you've kept your promise, the Saviour has come, and I can now die in peace. My eyes have seen the Messiah, salvation has come. For all people, he is a light to the Gentiles. He is the glory of his people, Israel. And he was so excited. He was looking at this baby. The promise has been fulfilled. Now's the time to take him, Jesus, in your arms. He's the only one who can give you peace.
Thank you, Tom. That was an exciting start. Now, children, I think you're going upstairs and you're going to take over. It's going to be a revolution up there, but we're going to pray for you before you go. So, Father, I pray for all the children in our church, those who are here, those who are not, and I ask that you would open their eyes to see you, that you would give those who work with them great joy, that you would take our children in your arms, and that they, in turn, would take you in theirs. In Jesus' name, amen. And off you go. Follow that lady. Not too many here today. We're going to hear what Tom said to the children and what we heard in the song once again from the scripture. We're in Luke chapter 2, and we're going to read the whole of the account from verse 21 to verse 40. Luke chapter 2. On the eighth day after Jesus was born, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. When the time came for the purification rites required by the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." There was a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. Father, we pray for Tom as he continues to open the word to us and ask that you would make our hearts as receptive to this message of Jesus' presence as Anna and Simeon were in their day. In Jesus' name, amen. Tom.
Simeon's praise song is known in the Church of England as the Nunc Dimittis. Bit of Latin for you now. I don't really understand Latin, but the words Nunc Dimittis are the first two words of Simeon's prayer in the Latin translation. Now dismiss your servant, because I've seen Jesus. God called Simeon for a very special task. And I was trying to sum that up in a simple word, and decided the best word was an old word that is often used for someone with a prophetic gift, and it's the word seer. We say seer, but actually it is seer, someone who sees. And that sums up Simeon very well. He was a prophet, he was a worshipper, he was someone who trusted in God's promises, and he was waiting for the coming of the Messiah. And in that passage that we've just read, we hear about Simeon's response. First of all, in verse 25, it says, there was a man in Jerusalem who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. That means he was waiting for Israel to be comforted and blessed, because at last, the deliverer had come. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. The commentator said there's something very interesting about that. The way that is put, it means the Spirit was on him and abiding with him. In the Old Testament, the Spirit came on special people at special times when they needed the anointing for a particular task. And Jesus said that when the Spirit is poured out on Pentecost, the Holy Spirit will be poured out on all who believe, and he would reside with us. Jesus said that very clearly in John's Gospel when he was teaching about the Holy Spirit. And it's as if Simeon, a bit like John the Baptist, is a link between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Here is a man of God who loved God, looking for the Saviour, and the Holy Spirit was resting on him, dwelling within him. He was a man of the Holy Spirit. And so it was the Holy Spirit that led him into the temple. I love verse 26. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a promise. How excited he must have been feeling. Is that really true, Lord? Are you saying that my life will continue until I see Jesus? It's because of this incident that we think of Simeon as an old man. In fact, it doesn't say in the text, does it, that he was old. But most of the commentators say it's understandable why we think he's old, because he's ready to die. It's as if he's been waiting all his life, and now it happens. And it says he was moved by the Spirit, verse 27, and went into the temple courts. And then it says, when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required. Did you notice in the song that we sang, or Michael Card sang, he talked about 5 shekels. There is a reference in Numbers 18 that was the redeem price for the baby. It really struck me as intriguing that Mary and Joseph paid a redemption price for the baby who would die as a redemption price for the world. I'd never thought of that until I started preparing this talk. So they brought him in to the temple. I said in the talk to the children, he was just over a month old. I said that because the purification for the mother in the scriptures, in Leviticus, I think it is, indicates that it's just over a month. I think it says 30. Oh, I can't remember. Anyway, you can look that up for yourself. What I want you to really understand from this is that here is Simeon speaking out a now word, a prophetic word that God had given him. First of all, he sings out this amazing praise. Lord, as you promised, dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation. He was proclaiming to Mary and Joseph and anybody else in the temple who wanted to listen, this baby is the one who brings salvation. And not just to this little group, these people who believed God now. You have prepared in the sight of all people a light for revelation to the Gentiles. It includes us, the non-Jews. And for glory to your people Israel. It was a prophetic word. It was a praise song with a message from God. Isn't that fantastic? This man of the Holy Spirit. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them. That's interesting, isn't it? Simeon, this man we never hear of again, he comes on the scene and then disappears. We know nothing else about him except what Luke says in chapter 2 of his gospel. But this man blesses, prays for Mary and Joseph. Did he lay hands on them? It doesn't say so, but perhaps he did. He blessed them. And then he said, this child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel. And that proved true. And it still is true that this Jesus, he causes men to fall down in worship and adoration, but he is also the one who causes people to fall down under judgment. And he lifts people up to glory when they believe in him. This baby was unique the God child. And then he says, and he will be a sign that will be spoken against. That was certainly true, wasn't it? It was true all through his earthly life. Once he started his public ministry, there were many who were speaking against him. Blasphemer. Who do you think you are? They tried to get rid of him, and in fact, they plotted to murder him. So that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too, he said to Mary. And that came true, didn't it? Just think of what happened to Mary when Jesus was arrested and tried and crucified. The sword pierced Mary's heart. Have you heard Simeon's message? I'm going to apply it in the third talk, but just I'm going to pause at this point. This message, this prophetic word of Simeon is for today too. Still, the message is coming to Gentiles and Jews alike. Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, the whole world, every people group, every language group need to hear this news. That's why people go to the farthest ends of the earth to tell them about Jesus. And this morning I'm here to tell you about Jesus. Is there someone here this morning? And you need to hear that this baby who grew up to be a carpenter and then a traveling preacher, a miracle worker, a healer, a savior who died on the cross to save sinners, have you believed in him? Do you believe the promise?